Hello, Sfema. I just got a devotion document here that was emailed to me from a friend named Mike Van Horn. He writes about the chief cornerstone, and I'd like to share this to you on this podcast today. Here we go. He begins in this devotion by talking about 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. It says, "Wherefore it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded." Today's text verse secures the born-again believer's foundation of hope and peace. John's gospel sets another foundational stone by revealing that Jesus is the Word of God. And I quote in John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God." Every aspect of our chief cornerstone laid by the Lord God. Isaiah chapter 8. After Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16. It says, "It is contained in our King James Bible that he is elect, the only human who could pay the sin debt of every man. He is precious, more valuable than all the riches in the world, and he fills his followers with confidence." Why is the world spinning out of control with sin so despicable and gross? Why are people so confused and so confounded about the truth of the eternal God? Jesus answered and said unto them, "Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God." Matthew 22, verse 29. Satan's master plan was to cast doubt about God's word. Adam and Eve fell for that lie, and our world crashed into the cesspool of sin. Under demonic influence, many in so-called higher education mock the word of God by instructing young people to discredit the value of the Bible and teach them that they have all the power they need within. But scripture confirms that Jesus would have an uphill battle all the way to Calvary when he kept repeating, "And have ye not read this scripture? The stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the corner." In Matthew chapter 12, verse 10. Victory came 3 days later and is readily available for a sin-cursed world. How shall they then call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Romans chapter 10, verse 14. Let's do all that we can to inform the world around us what they once rejected is, without a single doubt, the chief cornerstone. The chief cornerstone is this concept of what everything is built upon. Jesus Christ is in life everything that we should build our life upon. Have a nice day. And this is by Brother Van Horn. God bless you.